This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to get into it with you. You've had an amazing journey. I think we have a huge amount to talk about. We'd always heard people saying, like, do you know Sarah Sherman? Like, she loves the show. She listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, oh, like, Sarah,
which is
like,
so great to hear.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I'd be like, Sarah Squirm? And they'd be, well, she's Sarah Squirm until she gets SNL, and then she's going to be Sarah Sherman. And this was in like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah. Which I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty confident.
I think that's awesome.
And it paid off. Like, it was like, yes, with good reason, you backed that shit up.
And people would say, but she really admires like you guys and like what you're doing. And she has sort of like floated the idea of like when she does get it of like giving you her spot, because Lauren, like, for people who doesn't, if you don't know, you get through like the audition and like the quiz and everything, and then he offers you the chance to perform the noble deed, which is you, if there is someone who you whose creative work
you admire, yes,
you admire, usually someone
inspired you,
who's
who in
much
a way
older
got
you
on the show, because
yes,
if they have shaped your comedic identity, as we apparently have with you, you are able to bestow upon them,
mm-hmm,
your slot.
Sorry, as like a faithful and like obedient listener of the show, uh-huh, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm sort of sitting in silence because I actually don't know if it is my, am I allowed to talk yet?
Talk to Hayes about this, and if I could talk to Hayes about this separately. So Sarah Squirm is,
I'm giving you your privacy,
is a listener of the show.
There's a,
she is a fan of the show.
Before we do this, you're not covering up the lens. What we can see is just all skin. And for some people who subscribe to the video feed, that's going to be too much in one direction or another. You know what I mean?
Totally. Say no more.
It's a lose-lose.
Yes. Yes.
So I want to say, Hayes, that, you know, it is one of the only times we have had someone on the show who does listen. Mm-hmm. And you have, in asking for a favor, effectively stolen from her. You have robbed her, because what true listeners love is the half story at the top of the show. It happens over the music.
I know.
And this is one of the only people who it was safe to do it in front of, because they were going to know what was happening, and who may have even enjoyed it. And instead, what we've done is we have excised that. And so I don't know if it's a punishment because we were not given the slot. I don't know what the thinking was. We haven't talked in, I would say, a month.
Yes.
You and I.
And I know you feel the same way about this when, if you actually do think about it, that it's not a punishment, it is a gift. I don't want to create that sense of obligation. I don't want to do SNL. My shit is for grown-ups. I don't do shit for like college boys. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm. Little college boy,
like
frat.
The shit I'm working on right now is like, it is for grown-up adults. I'm working on like a farce right now, for example.
Mm-hmm. The Doors. It's so noises off.
Yes.
This farce Hayes has,
it's like an Italian noises off. Yes.
So noises off.
it's like if Harlequin were just sort of wandering within noises off. Is that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And being able to like rearrange people. But like, and also for Sarah, if you accept the noble, if you do perform the noble deed, you can never see Lorne again, and you can, mm-hmm. you will not remember Lorne.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I get like the Men in Black kind of like flashlight in the eyes.
Yeah, but it's not even a flashlight that's just like a nice light. It is a mm-hmm. punch in the face from Colin Jost.
Yeah.
And I want like you guys
Sean's
done it many times. They keep bringing him back and he doesn't remember.
I was cast. I've nailed the audition. I've been flown to New York. I've gone on the stage. I've made the writers laugh. I've made Lauren laugh. And then when they give it to me, I'll usually pass it off to someone who I think needs a little bit more shine. Mm-hmm. And after you do that, and I've done that, you know, it's sort of an inside joke among us true SNL noble deed doers that Colin Jost called his memoir A Punchable Face, because he has punched me in the face 5 or 6 times mm-hmm. in order to wipe my memory clean of my SNL experience. And I would do it again, and I will do it again. And if you tried to give it to me, all you would be doing is just giving me a new punch in the face, because I would probably, at this point, let Kevin do SNL instead of me. I think he's ready. I think he's ready. Kevin, talk a little bit about what you're going to do this season on SNL after Sarah gives me the slot and then I give it to you.
How's this one, Sarah?
I'm all ears.
This is my grandma who doesn't like Avatar. I'm not going to watch it.
You know what keeps happening to me is, like, I know that, like, technically I am part of the conversation, but this four-square Zoom experience of my favorite podcast, Known to Man, I feel like I'm watching a little play. And even though I know I'm a part of this and I know I'm a part of the dialogue.
People say that about us, but we actually cater to lots of different people.
It's a big tent.
How do you think you're doing, Sarah? Let's check in.
Yeah,
let's do
a little check in. We're around minute 8, so it's a nice
this is
time
year
to
what?
Stop down
what,
and say
what
this
year
is your chance.
This is 2. This is, by the way, my dressing room. Again, for the listeners at home who are watching this, like a little play.
Okay, it's just like a normal room to me.
And you're shrugging and you're acting like you're not getting an eyeful, but there's an eyeful here, and you're kind of like acting like this is no big deal to be seeing what you're seeing right now. But I actually think that I'm actually giving a lot, and there's a lot of
serving
in the room right now.
Getting an eyeful is like very normal for me. Like, actually, what I would be like really like. My jaw would drop if I ever saw just like a normal like working person's bathroom or something. You know what I mean?
Their bathroom. If I was inside their bathroom,
that to me is like
I'm usually getting an eyeful or at least an eye half full because I'm not.
So none of you are charmed at all by the clown sitting on top of my lamp. None of you. There's nothing is striking anything within you. Like, oh, there's a clown sitting on top of the lamp. I actually like to be seeing that.
Shit didn't affect me. I am curious because you have this like kind of nice landscape painting, and I can sort of see in the water. Is there a Sasquatch or something there?
The swamp thing is rising from the depths
a swamp
of the
thing.
Painting.
Yes, thank you. Okay, and this and if you guys could see, you know how small it is for me that I was able to identify that is actually pretty cool.
I do think that is pretty amazing. And again, as someone who literally minutes ago forgot that I was on the podcast and was watching this like a movie and a private show for me, I did notice that. And I did think that was amazing.
I want to check in. I haven't looked at the numbers in a while. How are we doing on like AV Club, like best sketch of the night?
And what percentage would you say? Yeah.
Sarah?
Usually Sarah? Is it sometimes Sarah? So here are the options. Never, sometimes, usually, always.
Always.
So 1 to 4.
So the fact that I don't know, does that mean that I'm not it? Because if you are, if someone says that you're the best sketch of the night, that means you know that you are, right?
They usually try and get a quote. Like, they usually try and call mm-hmm. and just, like, get your, you know, just, like... So if they haven't checked in with you, and just looking back, Hello Kitty from
it's December not good. 4th. No, not mine.
Were,
no,
were you background
mine.
In that, or...?
I was actually, you know, I don't know if you guys, like, are familiar with my work, but I had a line in that sketch. So...
You did have a line in that sketch?
Yeah, it was a barn burner of a line. So, you know, a lot of times people say, like, when you have an X Factor, like, even
is
if
the
you
Hello
have one
Kitty
line,
one line character here with us today, Sarah?
I mean, do you want
do you think
to,
we could do, have a quick, very quick, one sentence conversation with the Hello Kitty one line character?
I think I could whip out the line. Are you ready for this? It's going to blow your fucking mind. It's going to mm-hmm. actually, it's going to blow your the top of your skull clean off the top of your head, and it's going to hit, the brain is going to hit
no,
the ceiling.
I've got
with what I'm about
on,
to do.
So it's fine.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, well, the hat could fly what off first, and then the rest of the, well, sorry,
Hayes is damn in wig a, will come off.
Mr. Skyscraper. Okay, ready? I thought this would be like an insane place to get high.
So,
okay, yeah, and I do have to wash my hat now.
I'm just like checking
it's full
in.
Of brains.
So many people say, like, you know, like, Sarah, like, you seem like not very serious. Like, you're always being crazy and like totally random and wacky. But if you mm-hmm. put me in a sketch at Saturday Night Live, even if I have one line, I will memorize it. I will put my pussy to the pavement. I will work harder than you could even possibly
come
imagine
on.
For my one fucking line.
Come on.
Come on. We stopped saying that. You, as a fan of the show, should know we stopped saying that months ago.
Do you want me to say
that? Stop being our catchphrase.
Well, I put my hole to the floor and I grind it out. That's how
it
we talk
mean,
here.
That
everybody.
Includes everyone. Now everyone can enjoy it.
I put my lips to the sidewalk and I got to going. That's what you, that's kind of stuff we say here.
Have you done Inside Joke yet? Have you been on Inside Joke?
What could you possibly be talking about?
Have you done Inside Joke? Have you been on that?
Or Good what One? On you earth? Must have done Good One.
Have you done Good One?
What on earth could you possibly be talking about?
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, all right.
Does everyone know what
I'm just trying
you guys
to find like
about?
Where you're at, like in the comedy landscape?
I'm in nowhere. You guys knew for years that I was your number one fan in the picket line, standing with my fists in the air, saying Hollywood Handbook forever, really.
I think it was maybe the messaging, the way, like, it's the fact that you did it in a way that's like, what is she mad about? What is she protesting?
Yeah.
The scientist says Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, and you're screaming.
Yes.
And a lot of times there's another protest happening very nearby.
Because I
want you don't necessarily want our sign. Yeah.
I'm at the front lines for you guys. It doesn't matter what's happening, who's there, what's going
should.
On.
It should matter what's happening. It should matter who's there. I guess that's what we wanted to discuss in part, is that as much as we appreciate the support, maybe we could be a little more selective.
But aren't you glad that like there is conversation constantly on the front lines, on the front page? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Sort like, of. It's always, I'm always bringing it to the fore.
Yeah.
As they say.
I think we can, maybe if we bring you a little more to the fore, because just reading this, just Hello Kitty alone, I'm reading. The sketch belongs to Palmer and Yang. So Kiki yeah. Palmer and Bowen Yang. Like,
so no mention of my line?
No mention of your line at all. Cecily gets a mention. And total ownership of the sketch is given to other performers. So.
And I respect that as a team player and a member of an ensemble. I can respect
let's
that.
Let's actually talk about that because like you are... mostly known for like let's like just tick off some of your characters. Can we just like
yeah, please
yeah, let's go through it right now. Yeah.
Please. I welcome.
So one is like you just like it's you, Sarah Sherman, you're just doing like you.
Just I'm you being talking. Real. I'm being 100% real. Okay, I'm no
that's
fake
one.
No fake
that's
bullshit.
The one I know, the one that Hayes
that's the, that's the only one I know too.
Yes.
And you seem very invested in that one.
That one, I feel you putting the work in. I don't know what else is going on, but Hayes and I always talk about this. People tune into this show to escape.
To escape.
Because there's so much bullshit out there. And this should be a relief. The world of fantasy, right? Crazy costumes, wild accents, incredible Hello Kitty sketches. Yes. If I wanted to see Sarah Sherman, I would just spend 6 months scheduling a single podcast appearance with her. You know, I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't have to turn on my TV and tune in late at night. So what we're thinking is, could we help you help the country and possibly develop some new characters that are a little further removed maybe from what we're enduring right now?
I mean, I basically, again, as your guys' number one fan who's putting my hooves on the pavement trying to get the word out constantly about Hollywood Handbook, shorthand known as HH, you know, again, not offended that I wasn't asked for years. Not, no, seriously, I'm not.
Good.
And did you get a follow back?
I actually sort of, I'm kind of looking at my feed right now and I'm kind of not really seeing anything in the realm of follow back territory, follow back Friday. But no, seriously, as someone who is great, as you guys know, big fan of the work, who again was not asked to be on the podcast until quite recently. I know him. I'm never.
What that reason?
Yeah.
This again.
It's been quite the dance we've done to to land in this spot. Kevin, do we have the email number? Sometimes Kevin collects the number of emails that it took to schedule someone.
I started on Instagram, then worked my way to email. So let me scroll down.
When was the IG message? When was it initially explored?
July 12th. Hey, we're coming up on 1 year.
Okay, 1 year. And I just want to, if we kind of like do the math, kind of like blow it, kind of like explode it outward. So we're talking July a year. But if we're talking the grand scheme of listenership, like I'm kind of going back, you know what I'm saying? Like the math of like how long I've been listening to kind of how long I kept you guys waiting. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's like a drop in the bucket kind of thing.
When did you earn it in your mind? What was the moment?
Yeah. When should you have been asked?
Let's go back in your career and let's pinpoint the exact moment where you earned it.
Where we missed.
When I was doing bar shows in Chicago, and I was kind of like out in these streets being like, you know, there's a Chicago comedian who's kind of a little different. She's kind of interesting.
Right. And we had so many, we were having just like, we did Chicago 2018 that I remembered. Every single show in 2018 was a Chicago bar show comedian.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, I was.
We actually have John Hamm.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And how's that fucker doing?
Actually, awesome.
He's actually really nice.
He's Fletch now. Okay. He's actually Fletch now that you ask.
Well, I can't.
If you even actually want to know.
I'm sweating profusely. I have to say.
You don't have to say that at all.
No. I have to. Well, because you guys wanted to know the Sarah Sherman, like, behind the mask. And,
no.
Like, who is she really?
No, that's the opposite of what we wanted.
The absolute
opposite. We want more masks for Sarah Sherman. That is what we were here to
so
get the
fuck
whole
it.
Idea.
Give me, listen, I'll tell you what. My range is limited. Okay, I can't do accents. I can't do an insane little gestures. I can't do characters. I need you badly. I need you guys to be telling me.
We got to do something. This thing with just like, honestly, the thing with like Jost and like abusing Jost, this is going to come back around. People are just going to be like, this guy's one of the most oppressed people on earth. He is.
Yeah. So you guys are going to, you think people are going to look back 3, 4, 6, 7, 9 years
it's
at those
come back
YouTube
around.
Clips.
Yes.
And they're going to say.
You victimized someone.
Yes.
And there's going to be a new wave of cancel culture that's actually going to... We know she's being ironic. We know she's being tongue-in-cheek. She's being coy. She's being a little bit funny, would you say?
It's cyclical.
But...
We know that now. We're in this very coy era right now.
Totally.
But that's not going to translate to like 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. They're going to say this is conflict, this is abuse. And they will, by the way. They will.
Right now?
They will go back and watch.
Coy era. Joe Coy.
They'll have to. They'll be selected for the jury.
Yes.
And it will be shown in the courtroom. And you will have to pick the right face to make while it's airing.
That's no, not
better.
That one.
That's better, but better than what I thought you would do. Yeah. We're getting colder, colder. That's further away. I think this is what we were looking for. That you're scolding your past self. You shouldn't have autogone done that. Now, we must build characters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I was gonna say let's just start, but you made a noise.
I feel like, listen, I'm not like pointing anything out. I'm like not pointing fingers, and I'm not like trying to be like confrontational. But you guys are like sort of familiar with what I can kind of bring to the table, what kind of tool belt I'm working with. So, mm-hmm. like, do you want me to tell you what I can bring to the table, and you kind of work from there? Because, like, I or do you want to just go you want to blue sky it?
You said no accents, no like no voices of any kind.
Mm-hmm. I could do pirate voice.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. That is huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Talking like Sparrow. A pirate. Captain you know. Jacqueline Sparrow.
Oh, and I will wear like any like
That's girl right. boss.
Thing.
Captain Jacqueline, that's girl boss. That's kind of good.
You'll wear anything.
I'll
so
wear
clothing
anything.
Wise, we're not limited.
And
we're not even limited,
like,
just to clothing.
No, but posture could also, if this kind of strikes anything character wise, like kind of like going like that sort of like is a big
shoulders like as earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some stuff out there, okay? And we're just going to kind of see how this fits,
see what
right?
you do with it, yeah.
You want to watch me cook?
So what do we think about Snape Dog?
Okay. Do you want me to go for it?
We don't have to jump right into it.
I'm feeling inspired. Can I just?
If you
off
just
the top
you're
of
ready
head,
to go. You're ready to go. Go, go, yeah. go, go,
off
go.
Off the top
go.
Of my head.
Let's do it now.
I smoke weed, mate.
That's very close. I think Snape Dogg would probably smoke wort, wouldn't he? Like W. What, isn't that probably they? He'd probably say that he smoke wort every day.
I need a
smoke
tiny
wort
bit
well, every day.
Me. I think we need. A tiny bit more of the dog in there, and maybe he would smiz oak wart every day. Same voice.
Smiz oak wart every day.
Smiz oak wart every day.
And I'm not a child, so I'm not familiar with the Harry Potter franchise, but I can respect that you guys kind of like off the top of the dome could just like at any moment like reach back into the like... unconscious and just kind of pull a Snape out. You know what I mean? I respect that, seriously.
And bring
good.
Back into the unconscious. Good.
That's really nice. Good.
Good. The way you said it sucked, but I guess the idea is fine with me.
Snape Dogg. I'm going to put Snape... Okay. Do you have one more in you, or is this...
Yeah, I had one more thing.
Yeah, give me one.
My best friend, Martha Stewart, and those pictures everybody was posting online at one time.
Right. And of the okay. two of us, she was in jail, when actually I should be in jail. Can you believe that I didn't go to jail?
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys help me prepare for an upcoming big trip to Vegas, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, you can see Hollywood Handbook live in LA February 15th or March 29th at Dynasty Typewriter. If you can't make it, there will be live stream tickets available, or you can watch it later that week on the Patreon. Sounds like a pretty nice, fun time to me. Check out all these shows and the videos for today's episode with Sarah at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Well, you're probably as sick of Nepo babies as I am. Hey, guys, it's me, the Clem Dog. Yeah, these silver spoon chomping sons of guns have just about gotten their sticky little fingers into every facet of the industry. And it's not just Hollywood. It's the corporate world. It's everywhere. And I'm tired of it. And believe me, I was sick to my stomach when I saw the ad that I had to read today. I can't believe that Terrence Stamp, star of the Steven Soderbergh film about a British gangster looking for his daughter, the Limey, has a young one who has decided to, surprise, surprise, branch out and start their own company that advertises on podcasts. But I love the movie. So I said, let me check it out. And sure enough, Stamps.com, founded, I believe, by Terrence Stamp Jr., is the real deal. I was pissed. I wanted to get on here and say, I'll never do an ad for this friggin' thing because I just don't believe in this kind of being handed everything, born on third base, as it were, and thought you hit a triple. But the goddamn thing effing works. Okay? Stamps.com has partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates up to 86% off. Wonder how they can afford that. Well, they got all that Limey money. But the fact is, the savings are being passed on to you. You never have to stress again about finding the fastest and cheapest shipping solutions. Stamps.com does that for you automatically. So how pissed am I going to be at Terrence Stamps Jr.? I mean, with Stamps.com, you can print your own postage right from home or the office within minutes of signing up. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. I mean, it's January, guys. I'm going to sit here and be mad that Terrence Stamps has a famous dad when I could be, you know, dealing with customer emails and returns and gift card purchases and the inevitable increase in postage costs easier and more seamlessly by using Stamps.com? I'm sorry. I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face on this one. Sometimes these Nepo babies know what they're doing, okay? I hate to say it, but you can start the new year by saving serious money on mailing and shipping. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code THEBOYS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Rewatch The Limey. It's very good. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code THEBOYS, T-H-E-B-O-Y-S, and tell Terrence Stamps Jr. the Clem Dog sent you. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro,
You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. Always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats.
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay.
That's good. So that's one character. I have an easier one in some ways, but it may be harder for the podcast. Her name is Kelly Costco. And basically, you're a host and like somebody comes over and you ask like if they want any tea or anything. And then if they say yes, you hand them just a huge cup.
That's great.
The cup is so big.
It's Target. We're drawing from Target Lady.
Yes. The DNA of our ancestors, right?
Yes.
Are always going to be a part of the fabric of what we do here at SNL.
And she's hosting what? Sorry, just like put me in
just
the place.
No, she's just people are coming over. It's just people are coming over. She's just hosting at home.
I see.
Kind of like Martha Stewart, like you just talked about. And then
because you say host and I immediately go like, you know, I'm saying like you put me in the place of like interior,
you think I should host
game
SNL?
Show, you know.
Oh, OK. You think I should host SNL? You know, I posted not that long ago that if I got 10,000 retweets, I would host SNL. And I was going through the retweets and for such an enormous fan, I did not see but one from you.
Not even one retweet.
Here's the thing about me. I'm actually off the grid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys could tell like earlier, kind of before the podcast was rolling, mm-hmm. I held up my phone and yeah. I didn't know if you guys could tell, but I got a small iPhone.
Yeah.
Kind of to discourage me from being on it so much. Cause I thought if it was such a small phone, why would I be on it?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of off the, you know what I'm saying? I'm like off the grid. My right. phone is really small.
And it looks like it's like kind of stinks, like it's smelly or something.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
It's really small. It's even smaller than your hand.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know how you would demonstrate that character for us, but like you could maybe
no
just
voice
sign off, or even come up with an example of like what something else really big that you could hand someone.
Do you want me to just have that?
Costco
right
is
now?
Huge.
Just rattling off things that like could be so big, you're carrying them.
Okay. What if I was like that? Okay. Hold on. Hey, thanks. Okay, give me a host for the show. Sean is hosting.
I mean, yeah. If you want,
you think you should
actually be funny? Yeah, I think I should. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I told you, like, I'm. Boots yeah, the pavement it. With you guys.
Well, mention it. Like, say, you know, tell the fucking please don't destroy guys or whatever. Like, hey, this guy got a host.
Like, hey, you guys, like, looking for, like, a fourth? Like, you guys want another guy in the mix?
could be cool, you know what I mean? Sort of an elder statesman of please don't destroy.
Are you
like
older
a Gandalf type figure?
Hey,
leading them.
I mean, something's missing, right? Who's to say it's not a slightly older white guy?
I can see you like just like being their like best friends, like without, you know what I'm saying? Like it wouldn't look visually like strange. Like, oh, there's like the three guys and they're like best friend who's, I'm going to say, you know, 15 to 22 years old.
I hate to put an exact number on it, you know, but the fact is, like, funny's funny at any age. Like, you know, we're just really about making people laugh and comedy and young stuff.
Fuck, man. Like, funny is fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Write that the fuck down.
So you have no ideas for, like, big stuff that could be big.
Nothing big. You're distracting from, like...
Thanks, y'all, for coming over. Choice, by the way, big accent.
Big choice, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, incorrect choice, some might say.
You want me to go more mid-Atlantic?
I don't think they... Well, don't they have Sam's? I don't even know if they have Costco.
Yeah, Sam's. It's like, that's like Walmart country. It's like, not we want to go Costco, so.
Okay, sorry. Thanks, everybody, for coming over to my house.
That's good.
And then, okay, you come over... And you take like one of the crudité that I have on a big platter, and then you walk away, and then you come back to the crudité platter a little later with a mustache and say, "It's not me. It's a different guy."
That's so different from the idea.
No, because now we're kind of playing with the...
You're playing off the sample, the free sample element.
That's completely the opposite.
Which, by the way, that's only on certain days, and this isn't even one of the days where they have that you're hosting this.
Because I think...
They don't have it on Saturday night. Like, they don't do that. You can't go to Costco on Saturday night and get free samples. So that makes zero sense.
It's closed. You already bought the stuff. The store is now closed.
If you guys want to write the two-dimensional sketch, have fun. I'm trying to make a five-dimensional chess sketch out of this shit, okay? Mm-hmm. The next time you want to serve me shit on a fucking silver platter and I'm trying to make fucking...
I guess my real goal is not to get cut at dress. That's sort of... what I was aiming at. But if you like being cut at dress, then by all means.
Oh, what a huge honor. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's why AV Club isn't writing about my sketches, because they get cut
at dress. That is why.
You know, and sometimes, guess what? I dare to write something that gets pulled before the fucking table read. You want to know why? Because I dare to fucking think big. And by the way, not many people know that sketches get pulled before the table read, but they do.
Well, because the table read is famously supposed to be like 7 hours long, right? Like, you just read everything anyone's thought of, but apparently not everything.
It was 7 hours and 5 minutes. God, bullshit.
Lauren forbid. So, it's interesting, obviously, that you want to ruin it. Maybe we should focus less on these kind of the visual sort of characters, right? like my Costco. Kelly Costco.
This one, I'm just putting this out there. We can just sort of sit with it for a second and then maybe come back to it later.
Totally.
Psych Birbiglia. You have something for this?
You feel it? Good. Just go. Just go.
So whatever you were about to say about Psych Birbiglia.
Okay.
But add this on to it. Psych. Hmm. Bersmalia. So whatever the character is, it's that, but he's this big. He's the size of a peanut. And go.
Okay.
And see again. So whatever you're about to say, you just want to add on the extra layer.
Okay, so this you get. Something being extra small, like now you understand.
Where with Kelly Costco, something being big was like so
that was the entire thing. And now you're just like crowbarring a size change into Psych Birbiglia.
I said maybe we should move away from these visual things and get into more characters, and you were a goddamn fucking bobblehead
on a dirt road, just like, yes, let's move away. And then instantly it's like, hey, I've got a visual aspect for this. Like, okay, but you said we couldn't do that anymore. And furthermore, it should be psych bursmoglia. I think you still do need the G.
You think you need the G too. I understand why we're taking the whole word big out. I get, like, it's not that I don't understand.
I get it. I get
we
it.
But we need the G.
We have to have it.
So, okay, he's really small, and he's saying, like, what I should have said was something, psych.
Yeah, psych. Should have been nothing.
Do think twice, psych. So that, you know, we can get back into that.
And here's, I just want to say,
here's a 90-minute story about my couch. Psych.
I do want to say, kind of like, again, the age gap between, like, you guys and, like, me and PDD. I kind of loop myself in, like, kind of in the age bracket of PDD. Like, again, you guys could be, like, 15, 16 years older than me. Like, I'm not going to understand kind of, like, the rich reference base that psych brings. Like,
God forbid that people that have actually done something in this world have something to, like, enjoy at night.
Mm-hmm.
After holding up this entire fucking planet for a week, God fucking forbid that we actually get to relax
make
and be
one
catered
thing
to
for
once.
Them.
Psych versus
no, let's throw out everything that came before. I'm sure the new shit we invent will be way better.
And now
guaranteed.
We're making
let's
now
start
we're making
from
psych for, now we're making
everything
psych
that worked,
Biglia,
yeah.
So small that we have to get our freaking cheaters out. Just mm-hmm. to be able to enjoy
see this guy,
this character. Great. That's the one so, change we make. Great.
Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your help with that.
No three, just really, really
joke.
Quick.
Hey, Sarah, come on, inside joke. Psych. That's fucking psych for Smoglia.
Just really quick. I know we're going back and forth. Just really quick. I don't even want to get into these. I just want to kind of consider them. Mrs. Peepers, Antonia Banderas, Womango. These are, I think, available. I think we're ready.
Just write them down. Just
Mrs.
write
Peepers.
That down.
So this is you. This is you. Mrs. Peepers, Antonia Banderas, Womango.
And can I pitch on Mrs. Peepers?
Yeah.
Just on
just
Mrs.
For a
Peepers?
Moment.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, pitch on it.
Dare I? For just a moment? Mrs.
For
Peepers.
A moment.
We said yes. We already said yes.
Do you think the listeners at home are familiar?
No, the
with,
pitch.
Is there, with Mr. Peepers?
Your pitch is people don't know what it
no.
is.
No. Okay, 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 okay.
Good pitch.
Here's my pitch. In all seriousness. Seriously, guys, seriously. Seriously. I'm being serious good. Right now.
I've been serious the whole time.
Mr. Peepers doing his thing. Okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's going to town on that apple. And everyone's going like, I'm sorry, this is kind of the Cirque du Soleil of comedy with how physical it is and et cetera.
He says, bah.
And someone comes up to Chris Kattan, who plays Mr. Peepers, and says, is there a Mrs. Peepers? Kind of, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, honey, is there a Mrs. Peepers?
So,
in kind of a flirtatious kind of way.
What we're pitching here is not
just the way
somebody else who's not this character.
You want to play the character
words.
Who says, is there a Mrs. Peepers?
Well, and then someone like go flirt. So let's say Sean is hosting the show. He's playing, you know, Mr. That Peepers seems funny. Is in front of.
You think he should?
Yeah, if you think I'd do a good job. I mean, I'd be, geez, I'm nervous, but I would try it.
I mean, my lips to God's ears, honey. And boy, do I wish, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're maybe
you
a
wish
science.
That your lips were on God's ears?
I just think I have a lot that he should be hearing right now, especially
mm-hmm.
at a time like this. I think I actually have a kind of a lot of ideas about what could be going on.
What'd you say? Something about peeing?
I think she said worst pee.
Oh,
I would go into God's ears and I would say world peace. Call me crazy.
Right. Like he hasn't had that idea. Like I just love this. Is again like, I'm young. Oh, wow. I've got the idea. Like, it's like, yeah, we've been working on that. It actually doesn't work. Like, if you actually were, if you were kind of in the draft with us, like piecing through this and knew all the problems that we had encountered, this is the best version. You're living it, sweetie. So
you're hosting,
okay,
and
Mrs.
you go to Chris Kattan, and you are hitting on him sexual style, and you
say there,
you tilt your glasses down like that, and then you wiggle the arms of your glasses like this, and you say, "Is there Mrs. Peepers?"
Is there Mrs. Peepers? Okay.
And then he goes, "Unfortunately," Funny. He goes, "Unfortunately, yes." And then I do come out, and I'm saying bah, and I'm kind of doing the kind of physical Olympics of comedy feats. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm on top of the stool, and I'm kind of flipping around, and I'm eating the apples as well. And
apples? I mean, can we plus apples? How do we feel about, and I want to get a sense of your range here, what kind of peel thickness do we think we can really like take down at that speed?
I think if we're like extrapolating on a theme, like if we have to like escalate from apples, I think we got to start eating things that are inedible.
Wow. So we're skipping fruit entirely. This is, I mean, you're talking about like, I'm young. Like, what are we using your youth for if not to like have your bottom teeth scrape? I was going to say like an unripe grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's
have
good.
That spraying everywhere.
You shred through a watermelon.
That's good. That, I mean,
but you're talking inorganic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's,
okay. Keep going. Throw something great. Out. Nothing in the like room. Do not pitch anything that you see in the room. Something out. Something that is clearly not in
something,
the room.
Something that's an idea that your brain makes.
Just like off the top of the dome. Like I was thinking like maybe like a bunch of chalk.
Chalk?
Like, you know, I'm putting myself like in the scene.
Like a big round piece of chalk?
If it's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why, like, the big chalk would have been great for the Costco sketch. Like, this is why I'm so frustrated, is I just feel like we threw that one away. Actually, it is where a lot of your ideas live. I don't know.
We could go Costco.
I have one idea, and I want to see if you can do this. And it does require some accent work. It actually might work with what you were doing for Costco. So this idea is James Carville, and it is the famous political mind. He has bought Carville ice cream, and he wants to make Cookie Puss more Cajun. So there's sort of a Raging Cajun version of Cookie Puss.
Then he's advising Cookie Puss on how to like get out there, how to like really ingratiate. He's advising Carville on
or
like
deal with a scandal or something.
Strategy for around Cookie Puss, but everything is making Cookie Puss more Cajun.
More Cajun, yes.
And Sarah's like, "Oh, James Carville.
Yeah.
He's like a Stephanopoulos guy."
Yeah. Okay. Like, so
see how you deal with that.
With
all right. Good luck with that.
Okay. I mean, like Karl Rove. It's like, okay.
Sure. Y'all.
Okay.
Y'all.
We can move on. We could do something else. Let's move on. I actually like this idea. I actually might do it if I host, so I don't want to leave this taste in everyone's mouth of you trying to do the voice, because it's like it's going to be too fresh in people's minds.
Y'all.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, Fudgy the Whale. I cannot.
He doesn't say I cannot.
He doesn't say that.
He does not say I cannot whiff.
He actually famously has like a can-do spirit. Yeah.
Yes. It's Tuesday. Is a man called Otto spoken for this week? Anyone? Has anyone kind of?
I was kind of like, okay, so it's Tuesday. It is writing night, so I am taking the time out of my precious writing night to be here with you guys today.
Actually doing your job for you, but sure.
Yeah, we're writing way better shit. Actually,
so I was kind of I was like kind of thinking somebody comes up. Like I like famously, like again, like my range is small but powerful, and like, you know, my one line can steal something away. So maybe Mikey Day is playing Tom Hanks, and someone comes up to him and goes, "Is there a woman called Mrs. Otto?"
Okay, and he says, "Unfortunately, yes."
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Oh, and then I go, "Well, is there a cat I can get my hands on?"
That's you now.
Yes,
is there a German again? Okay.
Okay.
I have this, and I don't know if this is anything, but just hearing you guys talk about it, maybe this makes it in the show this week. A man called autoerotic asphyxiation. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're experiencing right now as a country.
With Costco, now we're cooking with gas. With Costco, you came in and gave me fucking nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm. But with autoerotic asphyxiation.
The entire sketch. Scale so it builds so easily. It's done. It's done on the pitch.
Things that are small can get so much bigger for this. You know, they take the tea and they go, "Oh, thank you," and you go, "Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to offer you sugar." And then there's a fucking sugar cube, the size of a Volkswagen bus.
Okay, hear me out.
Do your hand again. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, Sarah.
Sorry,
yes.
I thought you were doing trying to cover the camera again.
Okay, when you come to Kelly Costco's house, you might be eating in bulk. Let me tell you, you're going to be shitting in bulk as well.
No, she doesn't talk about it at all. She thinks these are normal. It's not
the
dialogue.
She thinks it's the regular size for it, yeah.
Yes.
But you guys don't think she has a big, massive toilet for when everyone takes their big, beefy dumpers after?
She does have a huge toilet. She
the
got
toilet's
it at Costco.
Big, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Or she has like
can you show, where's the restroom? And then she points.
Where's the toilet? Like, I got it right here. Yeah. She has a pallet of toilets that are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I guess
don't
the
you
toilet
think...
itself isn't bigger at Costco. They just have a bunch of them.
Either one works. Yeah.
So when I do this sketch this toilet. Week, do I have to like give you guys like producer credit, or do I have to like?
Again, my shit.
Well, I'll be hosting. I can say this was my idea. Like, I'm there, so I'll just be like, "Hey, this was my idea."
He can introduce, like, instead of the way they come out for like the musical guest, he can just come out like just in front of the stage and be like, "This, ladies and gentlemen, this one was my idea." And then just go into that sketch.
Yeah, and then we just pop right into the sketch. I just walk over into the stage.
I want to just put out there Turkey Sorpresa, which is a character from Spain who's like kind of the Spanish Thanksgiving Santa Claus. And you're doing like a holiday event at like a school or something like that, and you want to honor like all different traditions around the holidays. And so you know, we're doing Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and also Spanish Thanksgiving, which is represented by Turkey Sorpresa, which is your character.
I think that's cool. I had one. This maybe is more in keeping with what you want to do. It seems like you want to go sort of dirty. So I was thinking maybe you could be Minnie Mouse, and it's kind of like a Sex in the City type thing where you're like telling Daisy Duck about how Mickey blew your back out.
And then I could say stuff like, you know, like I put my mini mussy to the pavement. And
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to write that. We famously have stopped saying that on the show, but I do. Yes, please. Sarah, you had something?
I just also like, again, like your idea. Yes, that. And I just want to add to it. Maybe it's Biggie Mouse, like Biglia Mouse.
Oh, my God. Big Leo Mouse.
Yeah.
I just, again, so it would be, again, just a scale thing. So it's whatever the specificity, like, you wanted to put on the character. Like, I'm respecting that. Like, mm-hmm. I just want, again, put it in your mind, kind of like, we can play with scale here.
This is topic, and if they're, I would prefer they be huge. That's better for me and like people of my cohort. It's easier for me to see them if they're gigantic than if they're small. So this is like a this is an improvement. It can be like HBO Max. They're like selling off their catalog, and like Disney is like expanding, and so they like bought this up. So it's like it could be first. It could be like a pre like whatever the cold open thing, you know, because it's like in the news sort of. Bart Garfunkel, it's just like that's kind of self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
He has live he's like fully cartoon except his hair is like live action. And
I guess for you he would be maybe reuniting with Small Simon.
And can I just like again off the top of my head, he could be like, you know, like eat my shorts, kind of like that. Kind of something like in that maybe regard as well.
Kevin, I mean, we've been saying that Kevin's ready for this. I do just want to see like if Kevin has any.
Well, here's my moment.
If you're
going to
be
shine.
Doing this like by next week, do you have any characters for?
I guess here's my big moment. What about Repo Baby instead of Nepo Baby?
Okay, Sarah. Sarah has something.
Is there a Mrs. Repo Baby?
Bye.
We can go.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.